Yo, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. Merry Christmas. Yeah, I got the new little toys. Like I said, that if y'all got me to 150,000 views and clicks, that I would go and I would put resources into the podcast. And so you did. So I am keeping up my part of the bargain. So there's a mixer here now. There's microphones and all that stuff. So when people do, our guests, they can call in, they can sit in, and they ain't got to be all squished around my kitchen table. I can have my little, the music is in the underbed, which is, you know, which is something that you hear now. It's going to be like a whole bunch of, I don't know, black R&B music or whatever. But anyway. Thank you all for joining the Cold World Podcast. I hope everybody had an amazing Christmas. I hope it was a good one, man. 2016 has been a relentless, tough year. And it just claimed the life of one George Michael, RIP. You know what I'm saying? I know that's a big blow for a lot of people. And then, like, a few hours ago, I mean, I was at Starbucks, like, getting ready to do this show, and Troy Ave got shot twice, like, in his neighborhood, in his hood in Brooklyn, on his way to go see family. They said he should be fine, but he got shot in the arm and got grazed in the head. Like, that's wild stuff, man. That's wild stuff. So, I don't know, man. Hug the people that you love. This year has been rough on a lot of people. A lot of folks didn't make it. And, you know, the scary thing about all that is the year ain't over yet. There's still some time. There's still some days left. So, I don't know. 2016, you gonna let me make it through, son? Like, I'm hoping. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It's just wild. So I gotta, you know, talk about the main things that's been going on in my life. The biggest thing I would say as of late that's taken up a lot of my time and attention is the viral picture that has turned into articles and videos and stuff like that. And I think it's starting to finally wind down. The latest video that got done has hit 1.5 million views at the last time I checked. That was a few days ago. I haven't even gone back and checked since then. And, you know, it's interesting though, right? Because I got a lot of calls and, you know, from people doing interviews and stuff, but I got calls from like other people, like people that now are like interested in what I'm doing as far as like, oh, are you going to see your parents at Christmas? Are you going to go do this? Are you going to go do that? So one of my responses, because just who I am, is that ain't really none of your business. But two is I'm not doing anything different. Nothing different is happening. I have not spent Christmas with my parents in over 10 years, man, since I was in undergrad. And that's not no beef stuff. This is how I kind of get down. Like I enjoy, nothing has changed is what I'm saying, in the sense of just because a lot of folks are now interested and seem to be bought into this story, which is a beautiful story and is very true, is very visceral. Like that doesn't mean like all these other things happen and change, right? Like I mean what I say. I'm extremely proud of my parents and their story, man. And like the happiest that I've been around all of this is seeing just how seeing the impact that they've had on other people. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's dope. I've been seeing, like, you know, folks that were on drugs, that are on drugs, that are, like, haven't talked to each other. Like, I've seen people make up in comments. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people in those comments say, oh, like, I see what you're going through. Like, talking to their wife or their family member or something like that. And I think that stuff is powerful, man. I'm really happy for them. And I think one of the things just about being authentic, man, is you got to kind of be you, and you got to be who you are. So I don't know, man, like I got into like arguments with people about this, right? And it's like, first off, you don't know me. You don't know me well enough to for us to even be having this argument, right? But you know what, I was like, But since I have a platform, you know, let me break down my philosophy on life in that space. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's great that a lot of people, quote unquote, care about me now, right? Or care about my parents now and the story, you know? But, like, let's keep it all the way real. In those darkest times, like, that story is a beautiful story, but there are some really, some real stuff under that story. There's some real, like, pain and tragic stuff that happened to get to that point, right? And I'm actually grateful for it. Like, I think moving around the country and living in all these places made me super grateful. I think that's why I get into a lot of arguments with, like, my progressive friends. And I'm a progressive, but California progressivism, Bay Area progressivism is very different than progressivism across the country, right? Like, you know, but I think living in places like Kentucky, living in, like, the Midwest of Chicago, and living in the Bay Area has given me a really interesting perspective on, like, the country and how things rock. So, you know, it when I was in those shelters, right, like, it wasn't people, like, all the people that's caring now and concerned about these things now, like, they wasn't nowhere to be found, and they ain't nobody's fault. That's just the facts of life. Like, that's just life. You know what I mean? Like, I know that you want to have, like, a nice bow to kind of wrap this stuff up, right? But, like, I work hard and hustle the way that I do. I'm very insular in how I operate in this world because of how I grew up and because of just the things that I've seen. Like, you know what I mean? And so let me break that down a little bit, right? So one of my first things is just kind of, like, do for yourself. Like, how are you creating the circumstances for yourself? Now, that's not to say that nobody helped me, but I probably got, like, three real friends in this world, right? Like, I got thousands of friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever that don't really, that just kind of is there, right? Like, but for the most part, what I've run into is a lot of people telling you what they want to do for you, how they gonna help you, making a lot of empty promises. It's a lot of, since I was a child, it's a bunch of folks that's been saying, I'm gonna do this for you, and then it never happens. It never comes into fruition. And then you can sit around and mope and be upset about that, right? Because that's a really real thing. Or, like, you can just not expect people to do, like, I'm not anybody else's responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility to look out for me, and it's nobody else's responsibility to look out for you. You know what I mean? So, like, you just can't expect, like, I just don't think you should expect things from folks in that way. And I mean, family, not family, whoever, right? Like, that's just because I have a lot of people that I come in contact. I just had this conversation less than a week ago with a friend of mine that was just upset that these folks didn't look out for them the way that they had promised that they would. And I was just like, I hear you, man, but you just sound like you just expected some stuff that you shouldn't expect, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it's a level of entitlement that I think that comes with certain things. And I mean, listen, man, don't get me wrong. I'm not, however you rock, however you get down, whatever works for you, more power to you. I'm just going off of my own experience and what I've seen and the things that have come to me in my life versus when things didn't. When I waited for people to do stuff for me, nothing happened. When I was kind of antsy and made it happen, I saw better results. And that's just the truth. That's just the truth. And people come along once you already start winning. They don't usually come when you down. Like, they don't usually come when you haven't shown that you're going to kind of carry a mantle for yourself. People like to get on those trains that are moving towards the victory gate. They don't like to get on those trains that seem to be stalled. And folks can say whatever they want, but when you look at the actions of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just... For me, I'm just a person that's like, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. And if anybody does do something for me, and people do at times, then that's just an added bonus of life. And I feel like when you go through life that way, I think it makes you a happier person. Like, I think it might, like, I may sound a certain way now. Like, I mean, there's really no emotion in what I'm saying, you know, but I think to certain people that like to see things go a certain type of way in the world, I think it sounds negative, and it's not. Not for me, it's not, right? I think that it leaves me happier because when somebody actually does do something for me, like, I appreciate it more because I know that they just didn't have to do that. So that's one thing, man. It's just kind of do for yourself. And I think the other thing that goes along with that is kind of, you got to be okay with being, like, with yourself. Like, you got to be okay with who you are. And that's one of the biggest things that I see, man, is, like, people keep trying to change who they are at their core. And you can't. And we all got flaws. We all got things that's dope about us, and we all got flaws. And I think that, like, you have to... You got to be willing to accept that. Like, you just got to be willing to accept it. So people will be like, yo, like, they'll see me at the movies. Be like, who'd you go to the movies with? I'd be like, I went by myself. And they'd be like, that's weird. Or like, who'd you go to Paris with? I went by myself. And they'd be like, that's weird. And I'd be like, why is that weird? Like, why is being with you weird? Why is that weird to you? For me as a man, like, I enjoy being able to pay for dinner for one. I enjoy being able to pay for one trip for one. I'm not saying I'm just off and would never do that, right? I'm not making that statement. But what I'm saying is it bugs me out, yo. Like, I be really tripping on people that can't seem to ever just be with themselves, like, be by themselves. And I'm not even talking about, like, romantically. I'm talking about just in general in life. Like, you know, like, sometimes it's cool. We can walk to the store. You know what I'm saying? We can walk to the store together, like, us and the homies. But sometimes it's just good to get out and just have a nice walk by yourself. If you can't kick it alone, what make you think somebody else want to kick it with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I live by Lake Mary. It's a beautiful lake for the folks that don't live here. It stink. It don't smell good. Don't get too close to the water. But from far away, it's a beautiful lake. I walk that thing a lot. Alone, chilling with my thoughts, man. Like, that's the place where I built this podcast, walking around that lake, having my own thoughts. And, like, just what would my conversation be like if I just super controlled it, you know what I'm saying? Like, every aspect of it. And I built out the podcast. But you got to be willing to be alone. But we, in this society, we just not, like, people, like, especially for women, I feel bad. Like, there's this thing that some of my female friends have, or they've expressed, like, if they go to a movie or go eat by themselves, that something's wrong with them. And it's not. It's really not. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. That just makes me sad to kind of see that, just to see people struggle with that. And I think the other big piece of my philosophy that I just kind of really rock with, and I protect it, man. Like, it's real big for me, is don't settle for other people's standards. Like, set a high bar for yourself. I hate it, yo. Like, listen, when I look at anytime somebody trying to set a standard for me and it's sub to what I want for myself, you an enemy now. Like, I'm just not rocking with you. You know what I mean? Like, it might not be some overt thing and we, like, fight in that moment or something like that, but I just feel like at that, you just don't want the best for me. And that might not be the case, but me being extreme like that is really what got me to where I am. I came front. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that I'm super successful. I think there are people that look at me and think success. I don't. I think that I failed a lot, and I think that I failed this year a lot, and there are some improvements that I want to make. But the bar that I have for myself is a high one. It's a high one. But this is the thing, right? When you start talking about what you expect for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, what will happen is people will judge themselves based off of how you're looking at yourself. So when you look, so what happens is if somebody else is already insecure and not feeling too good about what their situation is, and then they see you setting a bar that is clearly in a different place from theirs, then they personalize that, and, like, they feel like you taking a shot at who they are. It's some wild stuff, man. I see it. You know, I just talked about Troy Ave. He's a rapper from Brooklyn, and he was just in Brooklyn on his way to see his family, and he just got shot twice. Like, he got shot in his own hood. He got shot in his hood. And I tweeted that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it usually ain't the people out there that you got to worry about. It's usually the folks that's been knowing you. Because here's the thing, man. This is how this is going to go in my life. I've seen it with, like, Leon Poe and Marshawn Lynch and all these other people that came out of Oakland. Has a lot of people that's come out of Oakland and been successful. When J.R. Ryder failed in the NBA, J.R. Ryder played in the NBA, kind of flamed out, you know, couldn't stay away from weed, couldn't stay away from the block and all that stuff. Now people will come out the woodwork and be like, I knew J.R. He was a knucklehead back in the day. He was this and he was that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of, you know, pounding on dude's name, right? And then when you flip that and somebody's actually successful, like a Jason Kidd, or they make it out, it's like, oh, I always knew he had potential. He was always a good dude. He was always this and he was always that. Like, when you look at, like, that stuff from home, man, like, that's people from your block, from your hood. Like, if you went to my old block and my old hood, you're going to find some people that's going to be like, look, Charles always been, like, a kind of a weird dude that liked to be alone. He kind of always been, at times, like an a-hole, really focused on what it is that he was focused on at the detriment of others or whatever. And he really didn't really, like hang out that much. Like, he'd hang out and play some ball, but at a certain time, he'd kind of go and do his own thing. But there's also going to be some people that's like, oh, that dude was a jerk. He was this. He was that. And then there's going to be people that's like, you know what? I always knew that Charles was going to be something. Really? Raise your hand. Because when I was struggling as a kid, it was very few people that was like, come on, man, you can do it. I can name like two people. One of those people is Coach Bodipo. And my high school basketball coach that just had a super high bar for all of us. Outside of that, it wasn't really many people. Like, me going to college and me doing all that stuff, that was me. That was me having that drive and wanting to do that. Like, my counselors at school was whack, yo. Like, they was whack. Like, I just did not get the help that I needed. And I was, like, one of the kids that was, like, out there asking for it. And it's just easy to slip through them cracks. You feel me? But, you know, now that I'm in a different part of my life, it's much easier to make friends, right? It's much easier to find people that support you. And I think that that's dope, and I welcome those people. I don't have an issue with that. You know what I'm saying? But I think that, like, you got to be okay with you. You got to be okay with who you are. And, like, you got to be okay setting a bar that's high. Setting a high bar for yourself, and you got to be willing to stand in the fire for that stuff, because people going to talk about you, and they, one minute they're going to be with you, the next minute they're not going to be with you. You know what I'm saying? I heard the comments that Kanye West made or whatever, and I heard people being like, I ain't going to never listen to his music again. Really? Is Kanye West your political motivation? Is Kanye West the Cornel West in your life? Is that the person that you get your politics from? Now, when you say some foul, stupid stuff, then I'll say, yeah, you said some foul, stupid stuff. I ain't gonna write your life off. And then when you make another hit, and then you get another Grammy, and then you back on it, and then talk about the artist that you are, y'all need to pick a side, B. Like, in this new world, you don't get to be human. We just can't agree at this time and then disagree. Like you gotta hate my whole existence now. Jim Brown took a meeting with Trump, and you know, I'm not really feeling that, right? I mean, whatever, but that's Jim Brown. So I saw somebody call Jim Brown a coon. I saw somebody under 60 years old call Jim Brown a coon. And now here's the thing. When you do coonish stuff, if you do some wild stuff, I'll call you out, yo. I'll call you out. But if anybody is going to get the benefit of the doubt from me, it's Jim freaking Brown, yo. Somebody who really put their career on the line for civil rights. Somebody who stood out there and was really going at it with people. Now, I saw the comment that he said about how Trump made him feel. I don't like it. I don't agree with it, but it ain't me. He ain't had a conversation to make me feel the way he made Jim Brown feel. You know, I think that there's some potential damage that could probably be done with that stuff, but I can't call Jim Brown a coon. I can disagree with him doing that and saying that, but I can't call that man that has done more in my life, more in his life for civil rights and for black people and sacrificing. Like I'm not even old enough to have even if I spent every day of my life fighting towards that level of justice. You feel me? Like, or when Trevor Noah had the what was the white girl's name? Tommy Lauren on his show. First off, that's his show. You can have whoever you want on it. Secondly, I thought he did a good job of at a conversation, right? But then people was calling Trevor Noah a coon. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about have a high bar. As a journalist, as somebody who is a comedian and sitting in that news space, like, and somebody who has to get ratings or you will be gone. Ask. Yeah, they'll get rid of you if you're not getting ratings. Like, that's a part of the show. And the fact that he and that woman didn't hate each other, like, they ripped that boy apart. Let me tell you why that's problematic for me. Again, that brother's 32 years old. He was born in South Africa under apartheid. His life is illegal. His existence is a felony at the time he was born. By having a white father and a black mother, which was illegal, you know what I'm saying? Like, his mother could have gone to jail. I struggle with us who live in the Bay Area talking about that man that way when we've experienced some racism here. But what that dude has experienced is on a different level, son. When you can't hug your mom and your dad in public because y'all will go to jail. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, this, where we are as a society, we have lost the ability to reason and converse and to debate and to move forward and to grow and to say when we are wrong and to, like, be better. Y'all don't let us do that. So all the love that I might be getting now, all the people that might be reading articles now, all the people that like that video of me and my parents now, like, that's cool. That's cool, man. I appreciate it. But I know that as soon as some slip up happens, I don't get to be human. I don't need that kind of love. I ain't got to hear from none of y'all. If I'm keeping it real, like, if I'm keeping it 100, like, the only thing I want in my life is the safety of having, is to be able to grow in what I do, having a fair shake. Because if I get a fair shake and it's you and me in a ring, and one of us can survive, I don't care who you are. From where I come from the things that I've seen, I don't care who you are. Either I'm making it out that ring victorious, or you, or we both just—it's just not gonna happen. So it's just wild for me, man. When I'm hearing people, when I'm trying to set a high bar for my work, for how I show up, for what I mean to the community that I come from, like, how I want to be better, my frustrations with myself, like, I'm just going to need to rock with that. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't, then that's cool. That's cool, man. I'm okay with having that conversation. Like, well, this friendship probably ain't going to work. I probably ain't the person that you want in your corner. You feel me? So it's interesting, man. I just feel like there's a lot that we could be doing for ourselves. And I think that, like, just these things that I'm discussing, man, it's like, it's just, you can't let your insecurity couple with other people's insecurity and then wipe you out and take you out the game, because misery loves company, man. There's people like to be miserable with other people. If you the happiest person, you know what I'm saying, in your group of people, you need to be with another group of people. Period. If you trying to do something for yourself and people can't rock with that, then you got to move on. I had a good friend in college, man, my boy Jeff. And, like, you know, we would go out and stuff, and I'd just be like, nah, man, I'm going to kind of stay here and just kind of study and all this stuff. He was always supportive. I got to say, like, he never pressured me. He was like, you know, bro, do what you need to do. And that's my dude, man. Like, I wouldn't have made it through college without him and his parents, like, helping me with, like, a place to stay and all that stuff. But I had other friends in that group that was like, oh, nigga, you a buster, bro. Like, you can't come out. You too good for us. You this, you that. Nah, bro, I'm not about to go spend money I don't have when I got these other things to take care of. Then 15 years later, 20 years later, right, you hear people like, oh, you know, the toughest thing I had to deal with was, like, folks from my hood. And not this group of people I was just talking about, but folks from my hood that was like, oh, he got lucky. I'm sorry, what? Say it again. I got what? I didn't understand the word that you just said, bro. You said I worked hard and persevered. Oh, no, you said I got lucky. Listen, if you want to see me lose every ounce of decency that I have and all of... You know, like, if you met me in the last 10 years, you've probably met, like, an upstanding guy that likes to wear suits and little sweater vests and all that stuff. If you want to see me lose all that stuff and be the little dirty kid that lived in all them shelters and grew up in North Oakland, like, tell me I got lucky. Come on. Let's do it. Tell me that. Tell me somebody handed me something. That was the biggest thing I had to deal with, man. That was the biggest thing. Like, I done been in a situation where I almost squared up with people, you know what I'm saying, that was like, oh, you got lucky. Bro, I will throw all this away right now to give you two to your grill. But yeah, man, those are just the things I just wanted to make sure that I kind of talked about. Just to do for yourself, build your own luck, or do the best you can with it. You ain't going to win everything, man, but you can try. Be okay with being by yourself. And then just don't settle for other people's standards. Like, set your own standards. Especially as we go into a new year and we leave this year alone. The only good thing that happened this year was the Cubs winning the World Series for me. That's the only good thing that happened. But people out there struggling, man. People out there, like, busting their butt. People afraid with this Trump administration. People, you know, don't have enough to eat. People are trying to make sure their kids are straight. It's too much stuff going on in the world for you to be self-conscious of who you are. Be you. If you want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do the things that make you happy, man. Now, I ain't feel like driving for hours to go see some folks right now. I wanted to stay home and put together this studio, and I wanted to go to Starbucks today. And then I want to watch a Star Wars movie after this. Like, that's what I want to do, because that's what makes me happy. I spent a long time in my life doing what made other people happy, or doing things that just were not conducive to making me a better person. Life is too short. If your thing that makes you happy is being with family and being around people that you love and spending that time, don't let nobody bother that, man. Don't let nobody mess that stuff up for you. Don't let nobody bring negative energy to you today. This is Christmas. This is Christ's birthday. He wants you to enjoy it and have a good time. So, you know what I'm saying? Do what makes you happy. And if being alone is what makes you happy, if being to yourself and with your thoughts and getting some rest and doing what you want to do, maybe you just didn't want to get dressed today and you just wanted to be in your space alone with quiet. Then do that. Then you do that. Nah. No, I remember them Christmas parties, man, like with like family and stuff. And they was, you know, there was some special ones, man. But there was like, let me tell you, let's reminisce. Y'all want to do this? Let's do it. I remember going to like them houses and knowing that I got alcoholic and drug addicted parents, and I knew that people was going to get drunk. I knew that it was going to be loud talking. I knew that certain cousins and certain uncles was going to be there. I knew that it was going to be niggas in the house shooting dice. I knew it was going to be people in the back of the house rolling weed. I knew that it was going to be, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of like loud dominoes playing. I couldn't be in the kitchen at a certain time. You know, like, listen, man, Christmas holidays, you know what I'm saying, them get together. Some people enjoy that stuff and some people don't. Do the stuff that works for you. I worked real hard to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do. You think that video with 1.5 million views is going to change that? Do you think that, like, whatever success or whatever downfalls I have is going to change who I am at the core of the person that I am? You must be crazy. I don't think that highly of nobody to change who I am. You understand? With what I've been through and what I've made it through and, like, the type of life that I've built brick by brick for myself, and you gonna tell me what I can do? Stop it. And you should feel the same way. You should feel the same way. Because wherever you are, you there for a reason. You can do what other people want you to do and be miserable your whole life, and on your deathbed, blame other people for the life you didn't live. Or you can start living. Or you can create the conditions that you want to be able to do what you want. Damn it, I might just leave the country alone again. Just go. Like, people had issues with that, man. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this Christmas, you know, most of the stuff I talk about is about the things that we do for other people. And that's really important to me. You know that that's important. You know, like we've talked about this. If you know me, you know that I've dedicated my life to, like, black kids and making sure they got a good education. You know that I've talked about, like, homeless folks and growing up and what that means to me. You know that I give money to that stuff. I spend my time doing it. I get into fights about it. I'm in papers and all that stuff with all these, like, articles around my thoughts around education and all that stuff. But today, and I'll get back to that, but today I'm talking about you. I'm talking about what you expect for you. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for the type for your own happiness. It is nobody else's responsibility. So if you woke up miserable as hell today, that's your fault. Fix it. It might not be your fault in the sense that you caused it, but it's your fault if you allow that to persist. Because if you watching this, you probably an adult. You grown. You grown as hell. Act like it. Act like it, man. Anyway, I am enjoying this new setup and stuff, and I like that the music is is live. And so if there's been a music bed playing, so all the folks that's watching this live, you can't hear the music. But this is why you got to download the podcast. If you do want to help the podcast grow, which would be great, you should download it. You should go to iTunes and you should make a comment and you should share it with other people. It'd be great. So what I'll do is it'll be posted. And for the folks that are in the Facebook Live group or whatever streaming group, I will put it in there as well. But make comments, go vote, and do all that stuff. It'll be really helpful. My prayers are out to Troy Ave and to his family. I hope that he pulls through. I hope that we don't lose any more people in 2016, even though I think that's definitely going to happen. And I need to go support and go see Fences. So I'm going to end this so I can try to go do that. With that being said, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and for you to do the things that you need to do for you. Take control of your happiness. Do what you need to do to get there. And remember, man, you're responsible for you. Nobody else is. With that being said, yo, peace out. God bless.